we haven't been here since the series started.
Okay.
So we got to go back to game one.
Yep.
Sale was fabulous. He was really good. Yeah, I think it was. Given where he's been for the last couple of months to sort of turn it up now that it was real. Yeah, that was better than I expected. And was it fabulous? Was it the best we've ever seen Chris Sale pitch? No, not even close.
Well, that's fabulous.
I'm saying, given the circumstances, given the injury that he's coming off of, the spot, the way he performed in the spot, I give him a lot of credit. I do.
I was going to term it
because
as.
Because I still don't think he has his best stuff.
No, that's evident. And I was going to term it as, you know, to whatever you're expected to do that night. And if you're the starter, if you're the first guy out, if you're the first lefty out of the pen, or if you're the guy that's going to shut it down, you have to do what you have to do, and I don't care how you do it, but get your job done. And I think that's what Chris Sale did on Friday night.
Gamer.
I'm not blown away by Chris Sale, but I am crossing my arms, impressed that, wow, this guy did what he had to do and sucked it up and got through it. Completely unlike what followed him on Saturday, and we'll get to that.
I was worried about Sale. I was worried about Sale in this series because I thought that, you know, if he's what he had been, then their chances are going to be slim to none. And he's not that. He's closer to what he normally is.
Where do you want to go from here?
The bullpen Friday night.
Are you surprised to see Porcello?
I was. But then it made sense.
Right?
Oh, I mean, I know I was surprised that he did it, but it made all the sense in the world to me. I think it's great.
It goes to show you that this guy actually, meaning Cora, put thought into
that. That's the only thoughtful thing that I think Alex Cora did all weekend. That move Friday night, bringing in Porcello, was to me the one time all weekend where Alex Cora actually showed up and managed the team. Because other than that, I'm not sure what he did. Because I know he fell asleep for Saturday night. I don't even know if he was there for Saturday night.
He minimized
game.
The damage with Price by taking Price out when he did.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give him credit for that.
I was going to say that.
No, but I don't think that one is any sort of bold move.
He helped take David Price out of a game.
Get him the hell out of there. He doesn't have it tonight. So, okay. I'm not going to give him credit, though, for not falling asleep at the wheel on David Price on Saturday night. Any good manager takes out David Price when that happens.
Yeah, he managed that situation.
I don't know.
It's not a great, all of earth-shattering move. But
I could see other managers saying, "Okay, it's a wall ball, didn't get out. Let's let him keep going here for a little bit. Let's see if he can get out of this inning." Because David Price has gotten in trouble before in the last couple starts. And then I remember the one, two starts ago, bases loaded, he got out of the jam, struck out the side, and saved his ass. So maybe they're looking for something like that. But this is the Yankees. This dude melted. Mentally, he cannot pitch against them. He can't. It's sad. $128 million left on the deal. And this guy can't face your nemesis. It is sad. It's a sad testimony to what it is.
I'm building up to Price right now. I'm building up. I'm not going there yet. Building up. I'm thinking about Cora. I'm thinking about the fact that he did make a really good move, I think, in bringing in Porcello on Friday night. And then on Saturday, I'll give him half credit for taking out Price when he did. But after that, the fact that Brock Holt has not made it into a game yet in these two games, has not found his way into any sort of playing time, is not right. He should have been in there. How Eduardo Nunez makes it to the ninth inning on Saturday night is literally unbelievable. I can't believe that he made it that far in that game. He played the entire game. That blows my mind. Because the argument for him playing is that there's some sort of superior defense being played at third base.
You like the bounce throws?
Does it look like there's any superior defense being played at that position now?
No.
None.
No.
So he cannot start tonight. He cannot play tonight. Get him out of there.
Get Devers bat in there.
Well, there's a couple of ways of thinking about this.
Moreland
status is going to play into this a little bit. But you have to sort of balance how you're going to use Holt, Devers, Kinsler, Nunez. Like, they're all sort of in the same basket of management right now. And he is firmly gone with Kinsler, Nunez. And those other guys need some at-bats. And Devers was the pinch hitter that after Nunez hit in the seventh on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So he got into the game when they made the catching switch to pinch hit there. But I'm sorry. You need to move on from Nunez right now because he's not getting the job done. He's not. So I just couldn't believe that there was just such a lack of movement there. Encouraging sign was Joe Kelly in the bullpen on Saturday night.
got you seven straight outs, right?
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. I thought they were going to implode.
Huge encouraging sign, given what happened on Friday night. No, how do you not?
Yeah.
How do you not like that? Like, there is a positive to take out of Saturday. I know that everyone sort of looks at.
Yeah, he had some attitude about it.
It was a no-show game.
He had some attitude about it.
But the bullpen did not suck on Saturday night. The bullpen had to pitch much of the game, and they weren't terrible.
The bullpen gave you the ability to compete if you could freaking hit the damn ball.
Here's my other thing about this team. You look at Saturday night's game, and you say that, well, you know, David Price goes out and stinks. That's the story. Is it? Because how many games would you expect this team to win in the playoffs if you're telling me they're only going to give you two runs a night?
Not many.
That's not how they've won all year long. They don't win games by scoring two runs.
Other than J.D. Martinez's three-run shot, which was in the first inning of game one, what have they done?
That's your most
offensive output. That's it.
Yeah.
Besides a dinger here or there.
That is it. I'm just wondering if Mookie Betts is going to show up in this series.
That'd be nice, player of the year.
It'd be nice if Mookie Betts decided to show up at some point. That would be helpful because he hasn't so far. It'd be nice if Andrew Benintendi felt like doing a little more than what he's done to this point. It'd be nice. It would be helpful. These guys have to hit.
My biggest
concern coming out of that game was where's this offense? Where is their offense? And now they got to go against Severino, who has been ridiculous at home this year. He's been fabulous at playing at home and pitching on the mound at Yankee Stadium, which he apparently likes. He said that, you know, the mound is like, good.
I watched him that whole playing game. he was fantastic. He was fantastic.
The mound, good.
He was fantastic in that playing game. And I don't know what the numbers are on Benintendi, but it seems like every time he's up, he's trying to draw a walk to get on base and then try and get a steal. Like, is there something going on there where, okay, I don't have the confidence to hit right now, but I need a walk to get on, to generate some momentum here for the team? That's more of a platoon player type take. This guy's bad. They got to swing the bat, man. They got to start swinging the bats.
They got to hit is what they need to do.
If Jackie Bradley could get a freaking single, these guys can't? I mean, come on.
J.D. Martinez has shown up. He obviously had the home run, the big home run. He
showed some excitement. Got the dugout all juiced up. Place was jumping. That place was lit.
Yep. But that's, you know.
He's not lit no more.
He's got a home run and two singles. Home run was big.
Momentum in the series has swung completely to the Yankees, it feels like.
Yeah, but I think the momentum's overrated. Mm. It's a five-game series. How much momentum do you need, or is it going to work to your advantage?
That was a weird ballpark last week.
It's game to game. You think this series
is over? It's like going
down
to the zoo.
I get the sense that a lot of people feel like this thing is over now because they lost game two, and I don't quite understand it.
People said they had to sweep to go down there to feel better, that you could give one up down there. It's weird to see the fan reaction.
I'm sorry, what?
The fan reaction. Your fans.
Who's gonna sweep?
They were doing. Just doing some of the post wrap up crap on like local news stations and that. Oh, we're dead now. We need to sweep before we go down to New York to that hellhole. You know, the zoo down there
because it's 1-1.
Because of the raucous crowd down there. Now all of a sudden you fear that Yankee crowd.
No.
There's no mystique in this new stadium. There's mystique in the old one. What do you fear?
Like, I hear the, you got to be feeling bad going to
New
York. You
just don't want to get on a train.
Why? Well, what are we feeling bad about? What is it that we're feeling bad about that's going to happen in game three? You might feel that the Yankees have a better – the pitching matchup is in favor of the Yankees. That I get. But yeah, I'll tell you what I feel bad about. They're not hitting. They didn't hit Saturday. They need to hit. Their offense is what won them a lot of games this year. The offense can't go dark in this series and have them win. It just can't. Can't happen. So that's what I'm concerned about. Are they, you know, clutching the bats a little too tight? Are they squeezing the thing? That's what I want to know. Are they going to hit? Because that's how they got to win. They got to win games that way. And they didn't do it. They didn't do it in game. They didn't do it all that well in game one. It was fine.
Yeah.
And they got a home run from their biggest hitter.
He looks healthy, doesn't he?
Looks good. He looks fine, but.
Would that thing go 440?
They need more.
445?
They need more offensively, and I thought their offensive approach against Tanaka sucked. How many balls in the dirt did Tanaka throw that they're sitting there looking to be? This is where looking to be aggressive hurt them. It hurt them in that game. And then once they started taking pitches, Tanaka was out of that game. I like and understand their approach and their desire to be aggressive the way they were all year long because I think it suited them. And I think it won them a lot of games, but there are times when you need to be more patient, and this was one of those times, and they were not. They were not patient against Tanaka. That drove me crazy, too. That was a big part of it. You've got to be able – you've got to have some flexibility there with your approach at the plate, and they just didn't have that. All right, let's talk David Price. Let's unload on David Price for what happened on Saturday night. You no-showed again. No-showed again.
I tried to read Dan's article, and they wanted to charge me another 75 cents for it to keep reading, and I just couldn't get through it, but I'm sure I knew what it was written.
You know what? It's not just Dan writing it. It's everybody. I couldn't believe the response by the baseball writers on David Price.
And oh.
I think it's great. I think it's appropriate, but it's strong. The stance on David Price. Let's talk about David Price, where he goes from here. Not just long term, but now. Where do you go with him now the rest of the playoffs? 617-779-0985. We got open phone lines. Zolak and Bertrand, 10 to noon today. 10 to noon before we hand it off to the Bruins coverage as they get ready for their home opener at the Garden. 617-779-0985. We'll get your calls and talk Price next.
From Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the 1-1 is swung on and drove to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's done it again against Price. The Sanchino. Oh, Gary, scary. Home runs in the left center field seats over the high monster. His sixth home run out of seven hits against Price. It is a bases empty home run, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
Sanchez.
Oh, sorry. Which one was that?
I'm Sanchez.
Sorry. I heard him say we're playing Judge coming back. Didn't you say we're playing Judge coming back?
We requested Judge. We got sorry. Sanchez. The Sanchino.
that was Sanchez home run. One of them.
He hit two. That's right.
He had a bomb too.
Gary Sanchez. A guy that potentially wasn't even going to be in the lineup a month ago.
That was a bomb too. All kinds of bombs being hit in that game. David Price was not very good again. David Price was a failure again for the Red Sox. He is now 0-10.
This wasn't even a case where you can blame the umps.
His teams are 0-10.
He's nibbling and they're not giving him the benefit of the doubt. No.
He has started 10 playoff games. His teams have lost all of them. David Price is a certified loser in the playoffs. It's what he is as a starter. And I thought it could change. I thought it would change. I did. He pitched well this year. He bounced back in a nice way from his allergy problems in the spring.
That's nice. And we could reset and do the same damn thing this spring, and you all could get fooled by this clown again. I'm not. I'll just be on him from day one.
So what do you do with him the rest of the playoffs?
Bullpen him.
You can't start him again.
He can never take them out again in the playoffs. In the playoffs. What do you know? Yeah. Do you want him to take the mound in Yankee Stadium?
Not at all. He's not going to pitch at all?
Again?
No.
Ever again? Just going to go with
no.
Fletcher?
No, I'm talking right now. Figure it out.
Do you know what I think he needs to be?
Who? Valdi's going third, right?
Can they have an opener?
Yeah.
Like that pitches one or two innings and then you go to Price?
Like a Porcello.
No. What?
What do you mean? To get through the top of the lineup and then he comes in for 7-8-9?
Yes. Yeah. And that's where he starts his day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let him crap his pants twice, change him, and then put him in.
I mean, because there is obviously some sort of mental thing when he knows he's starting a game. There is. We've seen him as a reliever in the playoffs, and he's pitched a lot better.
Dude.
He was.
Maybe Brazier can start. He's fired up. Get him fired up right
get
from the
beginning. Get in the effing box, Barry Sanchez.
Get your fat ass in
there. Get in there.
Give me
Let's
that guy.
Go.
Give me the guy with balls. That's who I want. You even knew it from Price at the beginning, because when Price was good, especially at the end of the year, what was he doing? He was cruising, fast-paced, staring guys down, going right at it, no delays. From pitch number one in this game, you saw it with the red jerseys again. Tug the other side, deep breath, pull the shirt, and then think about it, pitch. He was back to his old way.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, with nobody on base. He was doing that with nobody on base.
Mm-hmm.
Which told you something wasn't right. I don't know what was right.
I thought that.
Shoot, I believed in him. My fault.
I thought that the game on Saturday night showed you that it was the best example of David Price mentally can't take the playoffs. And it's not bad luck. And it's not just that he's had his worst outings on those days or bad weather. No, you could see it.
He's in the wrong profession making $32 million a year doing it. When you work at your profession, regardless of your profession, you want to do what? You want to do it well. And you want to when it's the tightest time, and when you and I are there, we got this winner ratings that we want to crush during this 1 week. And you got to go after it. You got to be able to cover games, and you got to be able to write, and you got to be able to drive sports talk, all of that. This guy whizzes down his leg when the games mean his most. He was brought here to help you get over that hump.
And
he can't do it. He can't do it. I mean, how many more chances are you going to give him?
I don't think they're going to give him very many more.
Thank you. Good.
Is what I think.
So what do you get? I mean, you got to find a way to trade this guy.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think
GoFundMe page to opt out? I don't know.
I think there are ways you could trade him. But I'm more concerned about the here and now. I think that if you didn't believe that there was something to the fact that he can't pitch in the postseason. Like, I mean, I've always believed it. When he came here,
yeah.
Carrabas and I famously sparred over this, right?
Yeah.
And he tried to, and I said, no, listen, the guy just can't handle it. And stupidly, I went back on that this year because I'm like, you know what? He's finally maybe getting comfortable here in Boston. He's finally maybe adapting to all the bullcrap that comes with pitching here. And the pressure and all of it. It felt to me like there was some sort of change with him this year, that he was handling it better.
It seems like he was ignoring the noise.
And I'm going to tell you what. He handled it pretty well after losing on Saturday. I thought he handled the postgame well.
And this,
I thought that was maybe one of the best times we'd ever seen him after losing the way that he did and getting lit up the way that he did. The things he said. And let me tell you something about him Saturday night after the game. I felt for like one of the rare instances we were seeing
a real answer.
We're seeing something that was authentic with him.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's the point.
It seemed real.
The point I was going to bring up is he even went out of his way to say, hey, now it's like to the point, I will do anything I have to do to help this team win. And I want them to win. And I will. I took that as take me out of the rotation. Put me back in the bullpen when I was successful last year. Like, that's my comfort zone. I want to help you win. And if that's the case, and if he doesn't feel good coming out, and if he can't pitch against the Yankees, you know he can't. He's proven he can't. Put him in the bullpen. He even said it. I'll do whatever I have to do. It's like he's asking for help. You know what great aces do? You know what I'll do? Put this behind me. 4 more days, you'll be handing me the ball again. I'll be able to. You don't hear that from him. He doesn't want that ball again in 4 days. He doesn't. He wants to find another way he could help, though. And that's bringing him out of the pen. Jim, you're right. Bring him out of the pen.
When you're walking the 8 and 9 batters, and you walk.
I'm with you, too. I couldn't believe the price. Like, he was subdued and sort of real with his answers. Like, yeah, I sucked.
Walking.
I got to pitch better.
The 8th batter on 5 pitches, and you're nibbling, and you're not attacking the hitter, and you're, trying to grab a corner. And you're reluctant to throw the pitch, and you're out there fidgeting with the hat.
You were Daisuke.
And the jersey.
He was Daisuke.
It's just so painfully obvious. He's a nervous wreck. There's something about it for him. There is some mental block on going out and starting these games to the point where I sort of felt bad for him. I did.
Oh, I don't.
I felt bad for David Price.
Lie in the bed you make.
Because he can't kick it. He cannot kick it. He can't get over it. That mental hump for him is going nowhere. It's there.
Did you see the USA Today
and you
picture?
Know what? Every time he goes out and he loses like this in these big spots, it's only going to get worse for him. It doesn't make it easier to go out and do it. It makes it harder to go out and do it, because every time you go out and you fail like he did Saturday, now you're carrying that with you into the next time you start.
Cora couldn't get out of
it keeps adding up.
Enough. He could not get out of the dugout fast enough, Cora. I mean, that was a head-down, fast-paced walk. Boom, I'm going to get him.
You know, when he had that quote famously years ago about the duck, right, with the legs going a million miles an hour underneath, I thought Saturday I watched and I'm thinking, this isn't the duck with the legs hidden under the water, flapping crazy. You're chicken with your head cut off. This is obvious to everybody right now What's going on?
No, but think about
you're
that.
You're not hiding the emotions. You're not hiding the nervousness.
Think about that, Doc.
That's, it's all out there on full display.
But that's a person that wants help. A guy, a person wants you to give off this image that I'm big and I'm bad in that, but I'm freaking out inside and I'm a wreck and you can't see it. And until you see it and help that person, like that whole comparison with the duck and the feet moving under the water fast as hell, but on the surface, just cruising along.
Yeah,
no.
but meaning on the surface that you appear to be as calm as could be. Did he appear calm?
No.
No.
That hit by Judge, the one in USA Today, they got the picture.
The image of the.
Oh, that's what the Red Sox should frame that and hang it up. And that's David Price's career here in a microcosm right there. Slap that up. There's your poster.
But I'll tell you
missed
what.
By 6 inches on that pitch. This too far inside.
This is what I would do if I were Alex Cora. And I'm you know,
a backdoor cutter. He said he missed on all
this. This is the value of Alex Cora, right? Is that after that blows up on Saturday, Alex Cora is the type of guy who can go to David Price and say, David, you got to put that thing behind you because we still need you. And Cora is a guy that's so genuine and has such a connection with his players that Price will buy it. That's what's going to happen here. And he's going to say, David, forget what happened Saturday because we don't have time for you to sit here and be sorry for yourself about this. We need you.
What about Pedro's
tweets? We need
you
out of the bullpen.
Did you see Pedro's tweets?
Yes.
Which
ones? Go up to the mound and say, I'm better than this hitter right now.
Needs to come
every
to Jesus
hitter,
moment.
I'm better because he has stuff that can get every hitter out. And he just has to go up to the mound with the mentality of, I'm better than this guy in the box right now. Every single batter.
See, but
it's something simple.
But you're talking about one of the best pitchers of all time.
That has it in his DNA.
One of the best competitors of all time.
That's a DNA thing.
Who's got the ability to pull that off. Some guys don't.
That's a DNA thing. That's something David Price will never have. You're born with that.
He's got the stuff to do it.
He has the stuff to do it. Jeff George had the stuff to do it. He had a 10-cent head. There's guys born with God-given ability all the time. But if you don't have that competitive DNA gene where you want, look at Brady. Brady's got that gene.
Yeah.
Doesn't have all the talent in the world. Price doesn't have it.
Here's the good news. They don't need him to start again in this series.
Oh, good.
So use him out of the bullpen and hope you get the same results that you got a year ago out of the bullpen. That's what you hope for, because he obviously – there is a difference. I believe there is a difference between starting and being a reliever. There is.
He hasn't done a damn thing. Put him in the bullpen. Let him help these other guys
right,
out.
The mentality of being a starter comes with you knowing in advance of that you're going to be the guy on the mound, pitch one, and you're the guy who's on the full stage, and everyone's counting on you to be the guy. When you're a reliever, hey, can you give us five outs? Yeah, I can do that. And he goes out, he doesn't think about it, and he gives you those five or six outs you're looking for. I think that this is how you're going to use him, at least in this series. And if they make it out of this series, which, by the way, I think they definitely can. I don't know why anyone's writing them off. It's 1-1. If they make it out of this series, as much as we say that he should be a reliever, I think they're going to start him again. I think we're going to see it happen all over.
They got to win tonight. They got to find a way to win tonight. Scratch and claw, find a way to win a close one tonight, and you'll feel better about them.
I'll tell you what, I don't think they need a win tonight to win the series. I don't think it's over. I don't think it's over if they go down 2-1.
You'd go down 2-1. Then you're facing elimination, man. You're not facing elimination.
Yes, yet. You are. Down 2-1, and you are facing
elimination. No, I know they're Copernicus, but I'm like, okay, we're facing elimination in Yankee Stadium. That sucks.
Let's get to some of your calls. I see you loading up the lines. You've got two more available if you want to grab them. 617-779-0985. Tim McCone has got your headlines. We'll get back to your calls on the Red Sox in the weekend. That was for the Red Sox as they head to the Bronx for Game 3 tonight. We'll talk to Dan Shaughnessy coming up at 11.
Wake up, McCone.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins getting ready for their home opener this afternoon against the Senators. Judd and Bob have the call with coverage beginning at noon on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the award-winning Honda CR-V. Red Sox, meanwhile, getting ready for Game 3 of their best-of-five series against the Yankees. Series tied up at a game apiece. Nathan Eovaldi gets the start for Boston. Luis Severino goes for New York. First pitch is at 7:40. Yesterday, Brewers advanced to the NLCS thanks to a 6-0 win over the Rockies. Braves beat the Dodgers 6-5. L.A. now leads that series 2-1. Twins third baseman Miguel Sano arrested in the Dominican yesterday after he reportedly ran over an officer's foot outside of a club. AFC East yesterday, Dolphins fell to the Bengals 27-17. Jets cruised to a 34-16 win over the Broncos, and the Bills beat the Titans 13-12. Matt Patricia, meanwhile, he picked up his second win as Lions head coach yesterday, thanks in large part to Packers kicker Mason Crosby, who missed 5 kicks for the Packers. Sports Hub headlines brought to you by Brennan's Smoke Shop, with locations in Plymouth, Pembroke, Brockton, Wareham, Raynham, Taunton, Stoughton, and New Bedford. Brennan'sSmokeShopMA.com. I'm Tim McConan, Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next headlines in 30 minutes, and you can get Sports Hub headlines anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice-activated speaker.
Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com.
It's tough, you know, just to, after we won game one, you know, to go out there and have that opportunity to go up 2-0, you know, and to throw the baseball the way that I did, you know, it's definitely tough, but, you know, my spirits are down, my confidence isn't down, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back out there and getting another opportunity.
Defeated David Price after losing game two Saturday night to the Yankees. Game three tonight in the Bronx. Series moves to the Bronx. Severino on the mound for the Yankees.
How could you not be crushed? How could you not be down? I know he said he's not, but he's inside. He has to be.
He is.
That's
he
a very, big spot.
He sounded it. I don't think he was, you know, trying to hide it other than saying, my spirit's not broken. Maybe it's not, but he doesn't feel good about what happened.
Okay, I was going to say, is there anything you could have done differently from a rotation standpoint, but you don't want him pitching in Yankees?
Who else do you have?
You want him to pitch at home.
So, who else is there, though?
No, I know. I mean, you got Evaldi, but is there any way you're going to flip somebody?
This guy has over a $200 million
contract. I don't know. You know?
And he's one of your starters. He's a top starter for you all season long. He's a guy who's won the Cy Young before. He's a guy who's finished second in the Cy Young multiple times. I mean, this guy is not a – he's not a
– It's –
He's not a scrub.
Again.
It's just that when you get to this point, he can't do it.
No, when you hear it.
And that's why this is one of the major flaws in this team when it comes to the playoffs in, you know, what they are. Are they built for the postseason? Probably not, but let's see how far it goes.
But, like, somebody you want to be great, somebody that you think is great, to come out and say, yeah, I'm okay. I'm not bugged by it. I'll be okay. I mean, he's saying the right things, but in translation, it eats you inside, and it makes you not like him even more.
His tone,
because you want him to throw something. You want him to be pissed off. You want him to storm out of a press conference. No, I'm good.
No, because I think he's done that too many times before. And
right.
It's been some sort
this
of,
is he's like, telling you guys. Drunk. This is me. This is who I am.
Yes.
Oh,
I don't need you to.
You're stuck.
Be
with
all
him.
Angry.
Oh, you're stuck with him.
His demeanor, his tone Saturday night told you how he felt.
And you all get excited in April because maybe he'll be your two or your one. He'll four hit somebody. Go ahead.
Joe is in the car.
Hi, Joe.
Yo, hey, let me get you off speaker here, Zoe.
Please.
So, you want to trade him? You want to keep him? You don't want him to pitch anymore?
Right.
Let's stay with one thought. What are you thinking here?
Oh.
I think you're just going off the cuff, buddy, and thinking about the
all four. I'm saying you got to find a way. You have to find a way to move this guy. Oh.
You're not going to be able to move him. Let's talk about the here and now. Get by the Yankee series. Stop worrying about Sunday night. Get him in control, Beetle.
Well, we are talking about the Yankee series because you never want him to take them out again, correct, Joe?
You want him to start, Joe?
Okay, you need somebody to pitch.
Would you like him to pitch again against the Yankees?
But he's not going to start
again. Get through the series. Fill in, pull him off the an inning or two or whatever. Obviously, he's not going to start. The series is over soon. So right now, it's do or die time.
Okay, Joe. Thank you. Joe's right. You can't start him again. That's obvious. He's not starting. You get Evaldi, you've got Porcello, and then you've got Sale again.
Oh, I said that. He said you'd
those
pitchers.
Those are your next three, and Price needs to be a factor in these games. He does, and they're going to need him.
You got to put him in the bullpen. He's got to come out. He's got to come out of games, and you can't let him take the mound, first of all. Can't do it. It's the only chance you have with him mentally. He did it for you last year. Why can't he do it again? So there's that comfort, confidence there for him. So we're going to sit there and we're going to send you in early. Make sure you get to the ballpark early. You're taking the ball first. That anxiety of the day. Just
you may
that
need him tonight.
Right?
I know Evaldi's been pretty good against the Yankees, but you could use him possibly in tonight's game.
Say Evaldi implodes. I would have no problem putting him out there.
Would you go right back to him?
Should. He's in the mix if that's the case.
I don't know that I'd go to him first. But I would not shy away from going to him in this game.
Like, if you need three outs in the sixth and the seventh, you need a sixth to seventh bridge, I'd put him out there.
I'm just saying I wouldn't go to him right after Evaldi. I'd like put some sort of buffer in there. But yeah, you might need him tonight, and he said he'd be ready to go, and he should be ready to go.
Look what Joe Kelly did.
He barely pitched the other night. Joe Kelly was nails.
Seven outs, seven straight outs.
I'd like to start acknowledging that Joe Kelly lives in Quincy now. Is that okay? Can I start doing that?
Oh, now you Kelly guy, Jim.
No, no. Just for now.
Kelly Fight Club.
For now. No, not Kelly Fight Club. Kelly Pitch Club. The way that he pitched Saturday came up in a big spot and sort of settled things down.
Does it make you feel any different about him moving forward?
Oh, hell no.
No, that could be his moment of the playoffs. That could be his moment right there. That's
do I feel any more confident about him going? Oh, God, no. No, not at all. I think he'll revert to being the same old Joe Kelly at some point.
If they win the series, remember they won the series against the Yankees the last time? They're like, oh, if Tim Wakefield didn't pitch out of the pen and get those key outs in that key spot in a game that they lost, it never would have happened. That could be Joe Kelly in the series.
Here's what I would say. Here's what I'd say about Joe Kelly. Just get through the series pitching like this. Can that be fair? Just get through this series. Keep pitching like that in this series.
I'd love it. They have a righty power arm coming up to face all those righty bats.
Yes.
That'd be ideal.
Yes. That's all I'm looking for is for him to pitch like that this series. Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
David is in Manchester, New Hampshire today. Hi, David.
Hey, man. How's it going, guys?
Oh, great.
Hey, I actually just called. I read about like 10 minutes ago that Cora is making it official that Price is going to the bullpen.
Did he say that this morning, officially?
Yeah. It's weird, dude. I got a notification like 10 minutes ago on Bleacher Report. Then I went to go read the article, and it's no longer available. So don't know if someone tweeted something a little earlier than expected, but figured I'd throw that out there for you guys to talk about.
I haven't heard that yet, though. Thank you.
Yeah, he'll talk today. You're welcome. I mean, that's not exactly surprising, right? I mean, Cora on Saturday said, we'll talk about it, but that's because he just hadn't had a conversation with the guy yet.
But that means Sale's pitching Game 5 and Porcello's pitching Game 4. That's what we expected.
Yeah. So that's what I just said.
Yeah, he's out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
It's kind of obvious.
But no, it's a matter of are you going to use him or not? I think that's what people had the question about.
I never doubted they're going to go back to him. I didn't,
but if you're going based on what the manager has said officially, well, Saturday after the game, they asked him that, and he said, I got to have the conversation with him. So you knew what the conversation was going to be. It's, David, we need you. We need you out of the bullpen.
I need you.
We need you to not suck when we use you out of the bullpen, okay? How does that sound? And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. And I wouldn't be afraid to go and use him tonight.
And Cora can easily get out of it if he decides to start him in Game 5. If they lose tonight and you need to use Sale tomorrow night to stay alive.
True.
You're not going to get on Cora for using him in Game 5 as a starter if they use everybody else tonight and tomorrow.
Let's get to more of your calls coming up. And talk a little bit more David Price. Also talk about 3-4 is Eovaldi and then Porcello now, with Porcello having pitched on Friday. We'll get to all this.
Some Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Owen Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Who do you feel more confident in right now, Porcello or Eovaldi?
Eovaldi.
Okay. Because he goes tonight, Porcello goes in Game 4.
And he's pitched well against the Yankees.
That he has.
Yeah.
That he has. Now, if you wanted to use someone out of the pen, if you needed to be all hands on deck in a potential Game 5,
yeah,
you're pretty much eliminating Rick Porcello from being in that group of available guys in a Game 5.
Got to win to get there, though.
If you really liked, I'm just saying, if you really liked Porcello out of the pen in Game 1, he's not going to be available Game 5. If he had pitched Game 3, you might have been able to see him available in a Game 5. That's sort of what I looked at as the potential drawback.
Well, he threw one inning,
the potential
right?
negative.
He only threw one inning.
But you're adding Eovaldi and Price.
Yes, you are. Eovaldi is, I believe, now going to be available for potential Game 5 appearance. And he throws hard. So if you want a hard-throwing guy out of your pen, you've got one. You've got one in Eovaldi for Game 5. I don't think this thing's over.
Did you learn anything?
I think it's go five. I'm telling you, I don't think this series is even close.
The best part
over.
About this is there's no style. It's not like a style point.
Nobody
thing.
Knows
like,
what
just
it is.
Get through.
You
just
know,
get
nobody
through,
knows what it is.
Get through I mean, and win. Get through and win. Get through and win. And that's it. That's what I love about. That's why. That's the way Core is managing.
Yeah.
That's the way you're watching these games. It's like. Get like Zoe. Well, I was busting on Zoe.
I don't know how much managing Core is doing.
An hour later, Zoe's texting our text chain of the show, like about Price, and I'm like, Zoe, I've moved on from Price. I need to concentrate on the game and then get through, and then I'll think about Price tomorrow after the game's over.
Oh, they were still very much in that
yeah,
game when
absolutely.
Price left on Saturday.
It was great.
A lot of baseball left to be played, and I don't think the team offensively represented very well after Price left that game. They just didn't.
I the only thing that I think
they didn't hit.
I think the momentum benefits the Yankees, and I think the fact that Severino's pitching. Benefits the Yankees based on how he pitched a week ago. Just that's it. Other than that, we have no clue how this is going to play out. Should get nervous, though, about the short porch and right? Yankees have a ton of hitters that can have those cheap-ass home runs like Voit.
You got a short. The whole field is short there.
Yeah, but right field, man.
The whole stadium is up.
That one by Voit last week.
You can hit chip shot home runs there. I'm not worried about that.
Well, I'm worried about it.
The Red Sox should be able to do the same damage the Yankees do in that ballpark.
Okay.
It's short everywhere. I know it's the shortest and right, but give me a break. It's short. The whole stadium's short. It's a little league field down there. That stadium's an embarrassment to the game that they put those walls so short there. It's ridiculous. So you know what? Go in there and use that to your advantage. And if they lose tonight, it's not over, Zoe. I'm telling you that right now. Mark my words. It's not over if they go down 2-1. It's not. Jim is in Beverly. Jim.
Mark, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Jim.
What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
So, talk about the pitching all you want, and you just touched on it, Mark. When Price came out the other night, that game wasn't even near over. They can't. They're not hitting. They're not aggressive. They're not having good at-bats. I don't care who's pitching. If they can't put up 6, 7, 8 runs, they're not going to win. They got to hit tonight, or this thing's over. Plain and simple.
Yep, and you know what? This was one of the concerns. You know, when the pitching sort of gets better in the playoffs, when people manage for the individual game and not for 162, does the lineup sort of rise to the occasion? They have not done it yet. Where is Mookie Betts?
This could be a real bad one.
Where is Mookie Betts? If we didn't like Mookie as a town so much, we'd be crushing him today.
Yep.
Where is he?
He should have.
Time to show up, kid. Let's go. These games count more now. Where is he?
You could say Bogarts has shown up more than he has.
Bogarts had a home run the other night.
Yeah. But I don't know, just like look like
Let's
fill the game. Looks
go.
Like Bogarts is into the game.
Let's go, Mookie.
Offense, defense,
Let's
all
do them. Something here. What do you say? Something. And they haven't gotten it yet. Yeah. I don't think Andrew Benintendi has done much here either. Looking for a little more out of him.
Bat on his shoulder.
I look at the guys at
Swing
the top
the bat.
Of the lineup and say, Let's go, guys.
Swing the bat.
They're relying on you. To go out there and hit the baseball.
What are you waiting on? Same thing with Stan.
Can I just briefly, we're 56 minutes into the show.
I have
not bitched about this yet.
What?
Can we talk about the umpiring in this series, how bad it's been? And I don't think it's decided anything or has, been lopsided one team or another. Maybe Saturday, though, Tanaka was getting calls that Price wasn't. Not that Price was good. Price sucked. I'm not trying to make excuses for him.
That's what Krabbe said. The bad umping killed David Price.
No, it didn't.
He said he would bang it out in one inning.
But do you know who I think it's had an impact on? I think it's had a little bit of an impact on Betts a little bit because I think it's sort of gotten into his head because he's had strikes, low strikes that were called on him that he's then being more willing to swing at bad pitches. I think it had a little bit of a mental impact on him, but it hasn't been good. These two games so far, again, this is not an excuse for the Red Sox or Yankees or anything. This series with the importance of it and the calls at the plate have made me want Bobby Valentine's baseball robots to take over. Like, let the baseball robot overlords, take over the game. Let's go. Here, come on, run the game for us now. Because the inconsistency has, for some reason, just bothered me more than it ever has before.
Yeah.
With home plate umpires. How they could be so wildly inconsistent. I don't know. Maybe the umpires are getting worse. Maybe they're just not as any good. Bill's in Ashland. Bill.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks, Pete. Zoe, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. But the reason I called is I feel real bad about this week coming up. and I don't think they're going to get out of New York alive. New York's got everything going. They did what they wanted to do in Boston. And I got to tell you about David Price. He's never been loyal to the Red Sox. He's never won a big game in crunch time like it is right now. You know, Zoe, you played for the Pats, and I was surprised to see years later you're still loyal to Boston. You know what I mean? That's very impressive.
Oh,
but I got to tell you, I was going at it with a friend.
You settle your roots, you know, 22 years plus in a place. You tend to,
Bill,
you tend to feel it. You know,
Bill, Price hasn't done it in a big spot for anybody. For anybody.
He never liked Boston when he was in Tampa.
That's right.
And then he came up for the money, and that's all he's doing.
Yeah, but his problems in the playoffs have extended to every time he's ever started in the playoffs. It's not specific to the Red
Sox. Don't be fooled, people, by him. We know what he is now.
Do I think he's loyal to Boston? No, I don't. I think he took the $217 million. That's what I think. But I don't think that has any tie-in to him being as bad as he is.
Yes, we all sit there and cheer for him in a regular season, and he'll get you there and do nothing with it.
Phil is in Worcester today. Hi, Phil. Phil, you there?
What up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
hey, what's
guys.
Going on?
Yeah, I just had you on speakerphone.
Oh.
Hey, yeah, I just had you on speakerphone there, trying to get some work done too.
Oh,
but
we're getting work.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to chime in on what the guys from Somerville said a couple minutes ago. Excuse me. Yeah. The offense. I mean, I grew up a Roger Clemens fan here in Boston.
Okay.
And I remember back in, I think it was like '92. The guy had a 2.41 ERA. He lost 11 games. I mean, if nobody's hitting behind him, the guy can't do everything himself. You know, that's number one. I mean, that would be like, you know, Brady throwing 400 yards a game and going 10-6 because
right,
they gave up 35
points.
Price
wasn't good on Saturday, though. I mean, no one's really debating that.
No, I agree. But just overall, I think one of you guys made a comment a little while ago about you need the offensive run support, too. I mean, it's, you know, more than one thing. But as for Price, I think you got to use him like D-Lo, just kind of out of the bullpen. You know, come in 3 or 4 outs, get the guy out like we did in 04. You know, they didn't know what to do.
Yeah, sick of the guys,
I think that's what you need. I don't know. He's clearly shown he's kind of like A-Rod in the playoffs. He's great. He's good. A-Rod. He's pretty good during the year. But once fall comes, don't give him the ball. You know, he's kind of like A-Rod always was. He kind of chokes in the playoffs. What is he, 0-10, I think,
his
now?
His teams are 0-10 when he starts. Yes, Phil. A-Rod's batting average dropped 35 points from his career average to his playoff average. 35 points from about 295 to 260-ish when he was in the playoffs.
He's no Reggie Jackson. We know that.
Not Mr. October, that's for sure. Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe. He's had multiple columns about this Red Sox series. He will join us in 90 seconds after the headlines.